And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Thank you, Frank. We'll start out locally, guys. Arlington police are looking for two men that have stolen over a dozen Apple laptops.
Oh, man.
From Starbucks locations across the DFW area in 2019.
Ooh, okay.
Wait, hold on. How many?
12. Over a dozen.
Over a dozen.
Okay, okay.
Eight of these have taken place in Arlington.
Wow. Okay, so you're at a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. You got your computer out. You're like, okay, I'm going to get some work done here, get some caffeine. Mm-hmm. You walk over to get a refill or something else, and you assume we're all cool here. And then somebody just walks in and jacks that laptop.
I can't tell you how many times I've done that when we are at the Super Bowl and we're preparing for the show somewhere, mm-hmm. or in a public place.
Right.
And I've just left the laptop. And
yep.
I'll keep turning around and keep an eye on it.
I do the same.
So it started in January at the Cooper location in Arlington. Then the Fielder Road location in Arlington in February. There were two on February 13th. One at Fielder and one at Barden.
Oh.
Then in Grand Prairie on the 15th of February. On the 18th at Mockingbird Lane in Dallas.
Really?
March 1st, Collins Street in Arlington. May 6th, Mockingbird Lane in Dallas. May 6th, Arlington Highlands in Arlington. Back to Barden Road again on May 13th. May 25th, back at Arlington Highlands. Back where that's by the party pluckers out there, Arlington Highlands.
Uh-huh.
Then at Collins Street again, and then just last week in Garland at Centerville Road,
okay.
another laptop was taken.
Here's what I think. I think the thief lives in Arlington but has a girlfriend he stays with every now and then over in East Dallas. And that's why he's hitting up Mockingbird and Garland in those spots.
As simple as looking at the security footage, doesn't all Starbucks have a bunch of cameras?
That's what you would expect, Ben, but the only footage that they've gotten was one, and that is from the February 13th theft at West Barden Road in Arlington.
That makes no sense. We've got more footage of Bigfoot.
We got footage of that doobie creature from Harry Potter.
Yeah, what the hell?
Now, we have both guys. They know what they look like. Several different getaway vehicles have been reported, though.
Oh, they're car thieves?
So that's interesting. Like, well, no, that's smart. Rotate out your getaway cars. Mm-hmm. So you want to work as many of your friends into the crimes that you're going to do.
Absolutely. See, you could be my crime leader.
Yes.
I think I like the way you're talking right
you
now.
You want to round up the neighbors?
Hold on. If I was in crime, I'm not, though.
It's like Crime Watch, except crime doing.
Oh, yeah.
And you do it in a rotation.
Okay. What's the difference in a crime watch and a crime warning?
Well, if it's a crime watch, that means the situation is ripe for crime.
Right.
If it's a crime warning, it's when criminals have been spotted and crime's about to happen.
Yes. Crimes are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Now, my question is, we all good to just go write our screenplays at Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, you're saying because it's crime-free over there?
Yeah, we just kind of go do, hey, if you want to go to Dunkin' Donuts and just start working on whatever office agenda that you got, hey, I've got a PowerPoint, I don't know. I don't know what people do. I don't understand people's jobs, they think, when you see people just working away at coffee shops.
Well, this happened, though, at our station. So when the big power outage happened, all of Intercom, because I saw it on various social media platforms, were all working from a different coffee spot and or happy hour. Because it was like Purdy sent out the email, hey, you know, work where you're comfortable. I'm paraphrasing. But then I looked and on my social media feed, you know, everybody was in a different place, rocking it out. I'm kind of partial to Houndstooth. I think that's where I write my screenplay.
Oh. Right.
Have you guys had mosquito issues this summer?
I mean, I like Mesquite. I think the women there are beautiful, and I don't like. I don't try to call women from different parts of the city anything.
Right.
But I'd say that you know, there's a lot of beautiful women in the Metroplex.
That's crass.
Not mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes is what you're saying.
No, skeeters.
That's not a way to say that. That's very insensitive.
No, skeeters.
Are you talking about those things
skeezers?
With the long nose that suck blood?
Yes. Yeah, they carry. In some instances, they carry viruses.
What are skeezers? Isn't that like
skeezers? Like an '80s rap term
for
a hoe.
So I think you need to stop throwing these terms around. It's like
the West Nile
2019
blood carrying insect.
And making fun of periods and calling them insects is also insensitive. You need to get with the new times and realize that we're not standing for that anymore.
Speaking of insensitive, I did not realize I did this when I did this, but it worked out great for me. My wife is a mosquito magnet.
My wife.
Like, so I can be sitting outside, and there's about 10 mosquitoes flying around me just waiting for my wife to come out and get that good eating. I mean, they're just ignoring me.
It's like, but it's like this. If you walk by a table, right, and there is like the carcass of a vulture, but it's already been picked over and there's no meat on it, and then there's a giant plump turkey or honey-baked ham or something or something that's got some meat on it, you're interested. And so it has nothing to do with her because I don't really normally, mosquitoes don't bite me, but when I'm around you, they bite me because there's just nothing, there's no eating there.
Yeah, and my blood doesn't actually go through my veins.
It's just tear me up.
My blood is, before soda, was straight syrup. And so they would always come to me. No, but I there are certain people that the mosquitoes are attracted to, and I don't know why.
They love my wife.
Really?
Well, a new study is showing that Skrillex songs, the DJ Skrillex, can help protect you against mosquito bites. Now, it seems weird, but they did a study, and they used the famous Skrillex song Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites that I've never heard before, but
you've heard it.
Is playing for you right now.
That's the that's the second biggest Skrillex
song. Well, let's find out.
Okay. Turn it up, Shippy. This is the pretty part. This computer singing to itself. And then it's about to go. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Is this Kraftwerk?
Study.
Yes! Oh,
here we go.
God!
They said those that were subjected to this had a lower chance of getting bit than those not.
People who had listened to the song before?
Yeah.
No, while it's playing?
No. It says those subjected to the music had a lower chance of getting bit than those not subjected to the music.
Okay, so if the song is playing, the mosquitoes are like, man, I'm getting out of this dubstep.
Because the sound waves, the sound waves are going out, and it's almost like pushing them away. Like
I think
band.
Mosquitoes like country music.
Yeah.
And Western music, and it's more country style.
What's that guy that played at halftime? Bryce, Sonny Bryce, or Bryce?
Yeah, I mean, it's common sense.
What's his name?
I mean, the rodeo is out there, and
have you guys been to the shout out to my friend Ito, my Muslim friend.
Judge Ito?
No, my Muslim friend Ito, who's always at the mosque.
I'd like to do Judge
now,
Ito.
If you guys, you know that McDonald's that we have right next to the station?
No. The one that doesn't work?
Well, yeah, they've been doing construction.
That doesn't work. It's so true, dude. It's McDonald's. It's
under construction right now.
Yeah, but dude, it's like, hasn't been open for like a year or something.
I haven't worked at McDonald's in 16 years.
So the following story I'm about to tell you took place in Florida, but I want you to imagine that it happened right next to the station at the McDonald's that we always walk to.
Okay, so the vacant one.
Well, the one under construction right now. Okay.
Yeah.
The one with all the subcontractors.
The McDonald's towards Achilles, and it'll be back for a playoff run next year.
Okay.
So in Florida, there was a 63-year-old man, and he's outside, and they go, okay, well, that guy's clearly tweaking out of his. Oh my God, he's taking his clothes off. Oh my God, he's getting naked and he's dancing. He's dancing. Oh, he's humping the rail. Oh, sir, stop it.
What rail?
Just a rail. Like, you know, there's a rail at the one that right across the street when you walk in.
There's a rail?
Yes, right by the door.
Oh, on the outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, on the outside. He's outside. And he's naked. And he's just thrusting into it.
Oh, my God.
63-year-old John F. Morgan.
Oh, that thing ain't working anymore.
Is he fully
functioning?
No, those details were not published.
But, like, when you fantasize about it.
When you made us visualize it.
I'm going to give you a quick little picture of him right there, Ben. Tell me if that's a guy that feels like he's raw with sexual energy.
Wow. That is a guy with several manifestos.
So that's your latest Florida drug man story. That's kind of the Florida drug man story of the day. Guy hanging out, gets naked, and starts going to town on a McDonald's rail.
Florida Drug Man's one of those pop country bands that plays out at Windstar every now and then.
That's Florida Georgia Line.
Okay, yep, that's a different band.